Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank God for you, Pastor Landis Fisher here, for St. Timothy Christian Church. And we are blessed to be here. Kind of had a strange weather day here today, so we're a little out of kilter with the time factor, but we do thank God that you're around still to be here with us for our Wednesday Bible study. Weather got a little ugly around the city, and so had to do a makeshift studio elsewhere here, so that's what took so long to get going. But having said that, we're going to go right ahead at this time and get into the Word of God. We want to invite you, when you have opportunity, to visit us in person live at 11532 Larimore Road, St. Timothy Christian Church. And we do thank God for you. We are in St. Louis, Missouri, 63138. And you can get us online at teachingbible.org, teachingbible.org, and find out other information you may want to know about Straight Gate Ministries and St. Timothy Christian Church. Amen. So we're happy that you're here, and we're going to go right ahead and have a word of prayer, as it is our custom, and we'll go ahead from there and get into the Word. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord God, and we want to thank you for all that you have already done. We exalt your holy name, because there's none like you, Lord God, in all the heavens and in all the earth. And so we want to thank you today for bringing us to this day. The scripture says this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And so, Father, we're rejoicing in this day. We want to thank you for all that you have done. Your hand has been in some of everything that we have dealt with, Lord God. And so we want to give you praise right now. We want to give you the glory and all the honor for everything you've done. Father, we thank you for healing mercies. We thank you for traveling mercies for the ones who may be out there in the storm. Lord, help them to make it through where they're going safely. And all of us who made it to where we are going, we want to thank you for bringing us safely to where we are. And Father, we pray for the sick everywhere and those who are bereaved. And Father, we ask you to touch them, give them your best grace and mercy, that they may be able to give you praise and give you glory in every situation. Bless the word today, Lord God, as it goes forth, that it will be for our spiritual nutrition. And we just give you all the praise and the glory. And we ask all this in the matchless name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for everything that he is doing. Amen. So we want to go right ahead. Now, you who were with us on this past Lord's Day, you know, we were talking about relying on the Spirit. And this is something that we didn't get to go into a whole lot of detail, but we do want to say that relying on the Spirit is a wonderful thing. And we do thank God for the ability to even do that. And this is something that's really more and more critical every day in the world that we live in, because the world is increasingly more against the things of God. We start to see that there's so much ungodliness on every side that you and I, who are among those who are the called, as the scripture says, must learn to rely not only on God's word, but also on God's Spirit. The Spirit is the dynamic thing that, and by that I just mean the Holy Spirit has been given to the ones of us who trust Christ and believe that God has raised him from the dead. And we have been born from above by the Spirit of God. And so therefore God has invested his Holy Spirit in each one of us. One of the things that we said is that God's word, the scripture, the Bible, is also breathed by the Holy Spirit. And therefore, we can always trust the word of God above everything and anything. And that's where the challenge is going to be, because today we live in a time that so many put the word of God on the back burner instead of having it in the forefront of their minds. We're so bombarded with so much worldly philosophy, with so many ungodly things in this world, that what God says seems to be, according to the modern world and even part of the church, the modern church, is being sucked in by ungodly thoughts, ungodly doctrine, and they're getting mixed in with politics and all kinds of other things, and there are factions and divisions that really don't belong in God's church. that are being propagated by modern prophets and philosophers, even people within the church. And so the ones who really want to stay on course, I think this can be understood best by thinking about what Jesus said. He said that in the last days, false prophets will arise and will mislead many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And but he who endures to the end, the same shall be saved. And he said that the prophets that are coming, he says in Matthew 24, is where I'm kind of picking some parts out of it. Well, whoever it is that stays in the word, he said that the false prophets are going to be so convincing that if it were possible, that they would even deceive the very elect. And so what's implicit in that, that Jesus said, is that the elect, those who stick in his word, put his word above politics, put his word above world events, put his word above the false prophets and teachers, put his word at the highest level that you possibly can, will be the ones who will be able to see through the deceptions of the last days. You and I want to be in that number. That's the group we want to be in, the ones who treasure what God said in his word more highly than anything else, whether it be popular media, popular opinion, all these things that the world introduces and brings into the world, and they're getting more and more, let's call it popularity for lack of a better term. They're becoming more and more popular. But Jesus said that the whole world, the broad road is where we find these people. As he says in Matthew 7, he said the broad road leads to destruction because broad is the way and wide is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be who go in there. But he said straight is the gate. That means constricted, and narrow is the way that leads to life. And then he said, and few there be that find it. So God is looking to sift out the few who really trust his word, who really understand that the word is higher than the politics in the world, whether it be from anywhere, just any nation you name, doesn't make a difference, because the word scripture is higher than every human government. And that's why you and I must learn to rely on God's word. But now that's one aspect. The second aspect, and the one that I said is dynamic, is the dynamic of the Spirit. God's Holy Spirit will instruct us in these difficult times how we should understand the things that we're hearing, controversial things that are being taught, even in the church. So we have to be careful. Just as Jesus gave a parable in Matthew 25 about virgins, he talked about 10 virgins, and he was talking about the church and the way it appears in the world in a parabolic form. He said there were 5 wise and 5 foolish. And he said the wise kept themselves prepared. In other words, he used a metaphor with lamps, saying that they kept their lamps trimmed and they kept them full of oil and they were ready to go. In other words, they stuck to God's plan and his word and they stayed ready. They tried to keep their lives ready, keep their minds focused on the things of God. Their focus was on that the bridegroom is coming, and we know not the day nor the hour when he is coming. You and I have to get a mindset like that so that we can be locked in on thinking about that he could show up even today. Jesus said, when he comes, it'll be like a thief in the night. That there will be, in other words, it'll be a great surprise to so many that he comes and people will not be prepared. They'll want to run out at the last minute like the 5 foolish and run and try to get oil and get themselves together. But the 5 wise, they know his time is coming. They stay in anticipation. They're ready to go in and meet him. And so you and I want to be like that. That's what we really want to do. And so in order to do that, we must learn to rely on the Spirit. Now, we took a glance at this. I'm just going to read an introductory statement for this message, just in case you missed the one from Sunday. But we asked the question, how can we ever live a life that's acceptable to a holy and 100% righteous God? And that's a good question. How can a person like me, who is imperfect and has so many imperfections, different things in my life that are not 100% aligned with God's word, how can I ever be perfect? That's the question we want to answer. And we know that God is holy and we are not. So that's an absolute fact. A lot of people think they're holier than God. That's why he said in Isaiah, talk about some people who are holier than thou. They think they're more holy than God and they can rewrite what he said and dictate over people, and they dictate who's righteous and who isn't, rather than letting God's word and his spirit be the standard that they embrace. And so the word of God is pure. But the question is, God is absolutely holy. So how are we who are not so? How can we be acceptable and be saved? That's the question. The answer is only one way, and we get to that in just a minute. Since the word of God is pure and we are not, how can we ever really know that God accepted us? We know the answer to that. And so, well, there is only one way that these things can really be known, that we've been accepted by God, and that is that if you are a true believer and trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ, the scripture says you shall be saved. Now, that shouldn't be difficult. You would think that's an easy thing in one sense, but it'll be the most difficult thing we ever have done, to hold on to what God says about faith in his son. I like verses like so many of them. I like them all. But let me say one that really impacts me a lot and has really impressed me in my Christian walk has been not only John 3:16. Y'all know we love that. That's the basic one that makes it easy for the world and all people to understand that God loves you. He accepts you. He's given his son for you. And that's why he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believes in him should not perish, which is the reason he gave his own son, and that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life, which we have already defined as a relationship with Almighty God. It's not an amount of time. It's a fellowship and a relationship with God, as Jesus taught, as he prayed in John 17:3, sanctify them, or as another one, 17:17, sanctify them by the truth. Thy word is truth. But John 17:3, that they may know thee, the only true God, in Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. But the verse I like in addition to those, that I think is one of my favorites, maybe it is yours too, is Romans chapter 4, verse 5, that says, but to him that worketh not, but believeth upon him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is imputed to him for righteousness. Now that lets you know that it's not about works of righteousness, and we could confer also with Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Titus 3:5 says, that he saved us not on the basis of deeds that we have done in righteousness, but by his great mercy that he poured out richly upon us in Christ Jesus by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. So God has given a gift to the world so far, whoever that believes in him. So what we're going to have to do is learn to rely on the Spirit. It is the Spirit that gives life, Jesus said. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63 in the C part of the verse. So we want to learn to rely on the Holy Spirit. Like Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. So he's letting you know he's preparing a place for me and you. But I want you to see some things that have been going on here for a long time. We talked about the passage in Deuteronomy for this lesson, which you'll find also on teachingbible.org. Look on last week's, just click on Relying on the Spirit, and you'll get the previous message. And it'll also link you over to our Facebook page where you can actually hear the message from Sunday. So we want you to see here, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 says, now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and the judgments which I teach you, for to do them. See, so God is teaching us to do the right thing. And why? That ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, giveth you. So what we get as a gift from God is his blessing that he promises us. He's promised us to be blessed as he did the children of Israel, that he promises to keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. God has made so many promises that you and I need. I'm going to speak for me right now. I really need it. I could use some peace in a troubled world, the world that we live in, with all the kind of things going on. There's all kinds of controversy. There is confusion. Even within the church, there's confusion in the world. So you and I need a solid place. That's why he says there that the righteous will run in to Christ, because he's like a strong tower. And the righteous run in and they're safe. So our safety is in going in to be with Christ and to fellowship with him. Keep that priority on our fellowship with Jesus Christ at the highest. And that's the thing that's going to get us through. That's what's going to hold us up in evil days and evil times like what we're going through. Especially when there's confusion in the visible church, that the people have gotten off the focus of what the church is for, which is to take the gospel to every creature, to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and to teach them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. So that's simple. So people say, oh, that's too simple, and we want to go into all kinds of stuff. We see stuff creeping in the church, philosophies from the East, philosophies from atheists, philosophies from the world and from the flesh, and all of these things, rather than sticking close to what God has said in his word, the Bible, which is the most, let's say this, now I got to say this, the Bible is the most accurate document about the history of the world and the future of the world that you can behold. We got people speculating about stuff about the world. I was reading a thing just this morning. Someone talking about 110 million years ago, such and such happened. And my first thought is, 110 million years? How do you know that? How old are you? Were you here? The answer is no. How can you tell that anything happened 110 million years ago? And you think that's true when the scripture is 100% accurate and it's the most accurate document that is on the earth at this time or anywhere in the heavens. For all of that matters, God says the heavens and the earth shall pass away, but my words will never pass away. So where do you stand? Is your faith such that you can believe what God said, trust what he said, hold it higher than everything else? We have the government telling us about different things. They want to mention God and stuff they say, but they really don't know him at all. And so we have to be careful with that. They say they know him, but that's why he said people say we know God, but we're ashamed of the Son some kind of way. We don't ever want to mention Christ. We talk about God. We talk about the Lord. We talk about the man upstairs and all kinds of stuff. But God, in his word, has chosen to be identified by his Son, Jesus the Christ. And so he sent Jesus Christ into the world to pay the sin debt that would satisfy him for people like me and you, whoever you are. It doesn't make any difference who you are. Doesn't make any difference what you've heard or what else you believe. The true gospel is about you and your faith in God's Son, Jesus Christ, who is the only one that can make me or you right with God. And he said, whosoever believes in him should not perish. Jesus told us that there's a time coming in the future when he will judge everyone. And the standard is going to be, what did you do about Jesus? That's the standard that God has set up for all men, women, boys, and girls everywhere. Doesn't make any difference whether you're the highest governmental office on earth or the lowest pauper in the world. You're going to be judged by what you did with God's Son, Jesus the Christ. And he is the only one got out the grave, and his credentials are much more convincing to me than somebody who tells me there's been 110 million years. You know, but you know, in 110 million years, you haven't figured out what to do with death. You have not figured out what to do with termination of life, we say, or death, and how to fix a person from death. We have no solution for that. God has one, and he's displayed it in time and made his Son the most famous individual in the world. So I trust him. The folks with the other ideas, we need to learn to set that aside. How do you do that? You do that by relying on the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will be given to you as a gift. If you have not received him, God said, trust my Son, and the earnest of the Spirit will be given to you. God's law is spiritual because it came from God, who is Spirit. And his word, therefore, is holy, so that the word itself is a spiritual thing. That's why the Bible is unlike anything else, because it is a spiritual thing that God has given in order to keep those who trust and believe in him where they need to be, in perfect peace, because your mind is stayed on him. You're thinking about what he said, and that means I need to cancel stuff other folks said or whatever they think if it's contrary to what God said. So that's where you and I come in with this relying on the Spirit. We want to trust his word no matter what anyone else says. And because his word is a spiritual thing which believers must meditate on in order to acquire the ability to obey God. We were talking about that. How do we obey the word of God? And that's something that we're learning. We don't do it perfectly all the time. There's some people who think that we are doing it over here, which was the same fault that the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and all those people who missed Jesus the first time around. They thought they were so holy that we don't need Messiah, and we don't believe you're him anyway. They got on a pedestal that caused them not to be saved. They promoted themselves by their own teaching in their own techniques. They had the scripture, but they didn't believe it. And so we don't want that to happen to you, because we want you to trust God's word. If you hear so-called science that defies God's word, make sure in your heart you know that I believe God's word and I trust his word, and I'm going to believe his word and rely on his spirit to guide me through and navigate me through every situation that I have to deal with. Then you can move forward in the Lord. You'll have a peace that passeth all understanding. And only Jesus is the one who, as we keep mentioning, and I mention it a lot because it's almost something you don't hear a lot, even in church. It's amazing how you can listen to sermons and sermons and sermons and hear very little about the things that I'm saying to you now. So I say a lot about it just because I know it's played down even in visible churches today. But it's very critical that you and I learn to rely on the Spirit of God. We must take his word and keep it at a level higher than politics, which is really a big one that's suckering a lot of people in the church today. Popular media is suckering a whole lot of people today. All kinds of different propaganda just because God permits it. Even foreign governments who say foo-foo on God, we don't need God, and that's how they are. Watch that, because God already told us in his word very explicitly that these things would be the signs of the times. So without the intervention of God, the Spirit, our flesh could never please God. That's what we must understand. Nor would we even desire to do so. You wouldn't have a desire to please God if God's Spirit hadn't intervened in your life and given you that desire. So never take that for granted. Take that and thank God for it and praise him for it. But God, who is rich in mercy, has provided his Spirit and his Son, Jesus, to make sure that we who believe him can be saved by his grace. That means unmerited favor, as we learn to rely on his word and on his spirit. So that's where you and I must be. So I just wanted to give you a reminder here today in this lesson to trust God. Like we always say, one of our favorite verses, and maybe yours too, is trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. That means no matter what we're doing, we want to acknowledge God in all of our ways. So we who are saved, this was the final thing we mentioned in this lesson, are being taught to target, set as a target, love. Love is the target of everything that is in the scripture, because Jesus made that very explicit. He said that the first and most important of all of God's commandments is to love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your strength. Love him, in other words, maximally over everything. And then the second is like unto it, to love your neighbor as yourself. So we love ourselves. We do everything for ourselves. But sometimes we're a little sharp and being quick to judge somebody else who's not like us or who doesn't meet our standard. Or they may not know. And we have to give them benefit of doubt, just like God did when he sent his son. There were a lot of people who were open sinners. And instead of, and he didn't reject those people. In other words, he embraced them and let them know there's mercy available for you. There's grace available for you. And other people say, yeah, those are sinners. We're going to get away from those people over there. We're going to separate ourselves from those sinners because they're not like us. And so that kind of thing put a big wall, which is based on not love, but on selfishness, a false humility. It's based on putting yourself up on a pedestal at the expense of someone else. And I just want to say this just before we close, time's about up, that there's some highfalutin sin, which is just as bad as low down and dirty sin. I just have to say that. There's some highfalutin sin. In other words, some folks think, oh, we're so holy that that group over there, they don't meet our standard. And they give themselves a pat on the back while degrading someone else who may not be at the level they think that they are. And so you have to be careful with that. Yet there are some people who are struggling and going through confessing their sins to God who are actually saved, but they don't appear to be in some case. And so you want to get off that judgment wagon. That's why Jesus said, how is it that you behold the speck in your brother's eye, but you do not see the beam in your own eye? So we have to be careful with that. That's a big one today. And the Spirit will lead you along those lines and give you the ability to understand what I'm teaching here this evening. So we thank God for you. I'm not going to keep you long this evening. You may have to go out and ice the sidewalk or something like that, or any other thing you may have to deal with. And we know the weather is kind of rough around here in this area today. Some of y'all might be watching me from California or my Florida. Praise the Lord. Enjoy the beach, whatever it is. But we got some other issues going on here in this greater St. Louis area. But we want to thank God for you, and we want to invite you to come and fellowship with St. Timothy Christian Church. We're almost coming around to 1 year of being back in for live in-person services. And we thank God for that victory. And we're located at, once again, at 11532 Larimore Road in Spanish Lake or St. Louis, Missouri, as we could say, at 63138. And get all the details at our website at teachingbible.org. And we hope that this lesson has blessed you this evening. And we pray God's greatest blessing upon you. We got some prayer requests in. We have some praise reports in. Want to thank God for both of those and continue to pray. The scripture says, pray without ceasing. And God says, I will be there to hear and answer your prayer. Amen. What an awful, awesome privilege that is. Like the songwriter says, what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Amen. So we thank God for you. We give God praise for you, and we're so happy that you were with us today. We hope the word that you have heard will be a blessing to you from now moving forward. And we thank God for you, as I said once again. See you next time. Hope to see you this Lord's Day, weather permitting. God bless.